ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪ ತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಷನ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಲಂ ಹಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ ಕೃಪಾ ತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಣಂ. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of the fallen souls. His mercy turns the dumb like me into an eloquent speaker and enables the lame to cross mountains. So I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas who are sitting here to talk something for the pleasure of Shri Shri Radha Damodara and the pleasure of the devotees. So the topic for this evening session is the lessons of compassion from our scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, the first class Maharaj was speaking about Narada Muni's compassion and all the other personalities from Srimad Bhagavatam. So what lessons do we learn and how do we apply that lessons into our lives? Yeah. Before starting the personalities from Bhagavatam, this is one of the prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. This is from the Canto 5. This goes something like this. Swasti astu vishwasya kala praseditam. So I want to make it a little interactive. Actually, I told Maharaj I like to do interactive sessions, but Maharaj said Bekrishma Maharaj was already doing the interactive session, so let it be a class. But here and there, I want to be interactive. So you all know the meaning of swasti. What does swasti mean? Auspiciousness, right? So Prahlad is praying like this. Let there be auspiciousness to Vishwasya for entire universe. And Kalaha. Kalaha means envious, right? So let all the envious people of the world be calmed down, right? Why did Prahlad pray like that? Why did he wanted the envious people to calm down? Right. Yeah. Prabhupada writes in the purport that this Srimad Bhagavatam is for the people who are not envious. He uses the word parama nirmatsaranam, people who are not envious. So first we have to, when I was reading through this about the personalities, about compassion, one thing I was contemplating was, why am I not able to show this compassionate nature? So I went back and then I read this verse from what Prahlad was saying. That's because there's so much envy in our heart, right? So that's why it was not just getting it to show the complete compassion like how Prahlad was showing. So it's a beautiful prayer. And in the last line he says, Manas cha badram bhajatad adokshaje. What does he say? Is, may all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. Why did he say that? Right? So when you will do that bhakti, it is said like it's, we are churning our heart. Like we all know the story of the churning the milk ocean. What came out when they were churning the milk ocean? First poison came out. So when we churn our heart through this chanting, all the anardas come out, right? So we don't stop there. We continue chanting. Then comes the nectar, right? And when her heart is purified that way and it becomes soft, then the natural qualities of this godly qualities of compassion come out. So where do we get this quality compassion from? From Krishna, right? Srimad Bhagavatam, from the verse 116:26, it says, Satyam Saucham Daya Shantis. What is Daya means? Compassion, right? Jiva Goswami says two things in this concern. That's protection of the surrounded souls and well-wishes of the devotees, right? How did Maharaj was talking about Krishna's compassion. How did Krishna show compassion? Right? Created this material world for us so that we can all go back. For Prahlad, he came as Narasimhadev, right? So, of course, Maharaj is going to speak more about that. So, before going into these lessons, why are we actually learning this thing? What happens when we learn these compassionate lessons? What happens is all our anardhas, our greed becomes generosity, our envy transfer them into love, our selfishness to selflessness, our arrogance to humility, right? So that's why we learn, we associate with Srimad Bhagavatam every day, right? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. When we associate with this Bhagavatam every day, this is what is going to happen. And our true qualities come out, right? And I think both the Maharajas mentioned these words, but this is also was coming to my mind. This is when Maharaj showed in the first class, Lord Vishnu's instructions to Kardama Muni, right? Maharaj was describing how beautifully Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Lord Vishnu came. So beautiful words. Kritva dayam cha jiveshu datva chabayam atmavan. So Vishnu is telling Kardama Muni, showing compassion to all living entities, you will attain self-realization. Right? That's the process. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, there are three classes of devotees. And you all are familiar with this, right? Who's a third class devotee? Yes, Prabhu. No. The third class devotee is, he comes to the temple, does some worship, but shows no sympathy to others, right? And a second class devotee? He has strong faith in Krishna, shows compassion to all living entities, does worship, everything, but doesn't want to associate with non-devotees. And who is a first-class devotee? Prabhupada says, first-class devotee is the one who gives assurance to every living entity that there is no fear of this material existence. Isn't that the highest charity? Yeah. When we can assure someone that there is no fear, you don't have to be, right? In fear. That's a wonderful thing Prabhupada speaks. And now dwelling into, while reading Prabhupada's purport, I was thinking, how do I speak about these personalities? After the first class, I changed my sessions into a little different because Maharaj already spoke all the personalities. So I was thinking I will talk a little different. So, this is again based from the scriptures only. The words I've taken from Prabhupada's words, I have categorized this into personalities who've showed real compassion, personalities who showed rare compassion, personalities who showed compassion to enemies, personality who showed compassion to fallen souls, and personalities who also showed compassion to animals and, you know, other living entities. So you all will help me to get the personalities from Bhagavatam, okay? Real compassion. Examples for personalities from Bhagavatam who showed real compassion. Okay. Yeah? Yeah? Huh? Mrigari, yeah. Correct, yeah. Mrigari and who showed compassion? Narada Muni, right? So just by mere association of these devotees, the life changes, right? Maharaj is speaking so beautifully about Mrigari that... And Narada Muni is very creative in showing compassion. Right? When it has to come to Valmiki, how did he show compassion to him? Yeah, but Valmiki was so sinful, he couldn't even say Rama. Mara, right? Even we are not that sinful, we can even say Rama, Rama, Rama. But Valmiki was very sinful, so Narada Muni had to think. So he tricked him in saying, Mara, Mara. And right? And if you see the example of Mrigari, how did he do? He didn't show him, like, this is not the right way, and Maharaj was saying, right? He actually showed, all these animals are going to come and kill you again. Right? So it said in Srimad Bhagavatam about Narada Muni, Sri Vasudeva actually says this, Bhagavan bhavato yatra swaste sarvadehinam kripanam yata pitror uttama shloka vartamanam. Kripana? Who is a kripana? Yeah. The most wretched person, that's what it's in the... Prabhupada translated as the most wretched person. And Vartamanam is, those are already fixed in the path of the devotional service. So, the lesson that we learn from Narada Muni's compassion is he not only shows compassion to the fallen souls like Mrigari or previous life Valmiki, but also to the people who are already in the path of devotional service, right? So, and who else can we think about in real compassion? Yeah, probably you can. I have categorized him in a different. Anyway, so keep thinking, go and read Srimad Bhagavatam, and then probably you can. Yeah, and Srimad Bhagavatam from 6th canto, there's a beautiful verse. It says, Etavan avyayo dharma punya shlokaya rupashitaha yo bhuta shoka harshabhyam atma sochati harshati. Shoka? What is shoka? Miseries. So, these saintly persons, they cannot see, if one is unhappy, they cannot see the distress, right? And they are happy to see their happiness. So who are the personalities who were like this? They couldn't see people in distress. Yeah? Vidura. Yeah, Vidura's compassion. But yeah, all of them correct. My thoughts were, what I was thinking was Lord Shiva, right? What happened when the churning of the milk ocean was? Poison. It was actually inundating the entire universe, right? So, Lord Shiva, Vishnu actually asked the demigods to approach Lord Shiva, and what did he do? It was a Nilakanta, right? And one more personality was, one more great Vaishnava sage was Dadichi, right? You all know the story of Dadichi, right? In a nutshell, I know you all are familiar. Indra was doing this sacrifice, and his guru and his spiritual master Brihaspati enters the arena, and he doesn't respect him, so Brihaspati leaves, and so he offends his spiritual master, and when he goes to apologize, he couldn't find him, so he has to finish the sacrifice, so he actually gets Vishwarupa to complete the yajna. But Vishwarupa, even though he was from a demoniac family, he was a brahmana, he had a brahminical qualities, so he also favors the demons, so Indra didn't like it. And then he killed Vishwarupa. And Vishwarupa's father, Tvashtra, then creates this demon, Vritasura, right? And Vritasura is very powerful. So then all the demigods approach Lord Vishnu. And then he suggests them, please go to this great sage, Dadichi. And if you can make a weapon out of his bones, that's the only way that you can kill him. So the Indra goes, all the demigods goes, and he should read this beautiful prayers. And what did Dadiji do that time? Huh? He does it. First he actually jokingly says, I wouldn't do it. You know, he want to listen what, Indra is. And it's a beautiful place. But finally, he speaks like this. Sorry, I had to make so many changes. I changed all the personalities. Anyway, I'm not able to find those prayers, but he really speaks like, you know, I'm ready to sacrifice by my body. I cannot see the distress of all of you, right? So he was ready to do that sacrifice. And continuing, I want to go for rare compassion. Personality who showed rare compassion from Bhagavatam. Very rare and spontaneous compassion. Yes. No. Yeah, kind of. Okay. I was thinking Ranti Deva, right? I mean, even after fasting for Janmashtami, right, first we go for getting our glass of buttermilk. Oh, Prabhu, I'm feeling so thirsty. I'll get one more for you after I break my fast, right? But Ranti Deva, you all know Ranti Deva's story, right? You all are familiar with the story. It happens that Ranti Deva, Prabhupada writes in his purport, for himself, he was always satisfied and depended completely on the Lord. But when it had come to take care of the other devotees, he was very compassionate. He would do it like everything depended on him and not on the Lord. That's how compassionate he was. And so the story goes something like, right, from the Bhagavatam, that once Ranti Deva, for the welfare of the entire kingdom, he was fasting for 48 days. And on the 49th day, when he was breaking his fast, one of the brahmanas shows up at his door asking for some food. Actually, Antideva from here and there acquired some food preparations. Bhagavatam says that he acquired some food made with ghee and some milk and some water to break the fast. So he sat down with his family to actually honor the prasadam, and the brahmana shows up at the doorsteps. What did Antideva do? He immediately offered a portion of his, right? He was obliged to do that. And then afterwards, again, when he sat down, now comes a Shudra. Then immediately shares another portion. And then after that comes a person with a dog, right? And the dog, so he actually cries and asks, can I get some food for the dog? Antideva shares the entire, now nothing was left, only a cup of water. And then now last, a chandala comes. And he asks for that portion of the food, and Rantideva gives away the entire food, right? That was his great compassion. Why do you think Rantideva was, like, showed that great compassion? Because we were learning, right? Compassion should be on spiritual oriented. But he was actually taking care of their bodies, right? They were hungry and he was doing too. Why was he showing that great compassion? He could have just told the brahmana, oh, it's your fate. I mean, you know, like, you know, just chant and somehow, you know, you would. Why he didn't do that? Why he did show that even for a chandala? I mean, he being a king, Rantideva was a great king, yeah? He couldn't see the suffering of other people, right? It's like, what is the shloka from Bhagavad Gita? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavyasthini shuni chaiva svapakecha panditaha samadarshinaha, right? He sees everybody. He sees that spiritual spark. He sees that every living entity is connected to the Lord, right? So his compassion was rare. It was not false compassion. Prabhupada writes in the purport, true compassion comes by understanding the intimate spiritual connection all living beings share with the Supreme Lord. Right? Such an important point. I was just thinking, right? The reason I am not able to show the compassion, because that means I don't connect this person with the Supreme Lord. I'm seeing him on a bodily concept, right? So it's, and Rantideva prays, its prayers are so beautiful. First, I'll read the translation. Oh my Lord, I do not pray for the 8 perfections for mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among the living entities and suffer all the distress on their behalf so that they may be freed from suffering. How many of us can pray like this? Right? I homeschool, so one of the Mataji was coming and saying, how do you homeschool these high schoolers and all these things? And if it was for me, I don't want to go through all these studies. Right? Our prayers are like this. We don't want to come back again. But the great Vaishnavas, they don't care whether they are in hellish condition, whether they are in the material world, wherever they are. They know they are in Krishna conscious. They know they are always doing Vishnu Smarana. So they are happy. But like, you know, my goal will be, oh, I want to go back. I don't want to suffer all these things, right? But Rantideva's compassion was so good. Na kamaye aham gatim ishwarat param ashraddhi yuktam apurva bhavam cha ashraddhi. 8 perfections. I don't want any of these 8 perfections. Antastito yena bhavanti adukaha. Dukaha is without distress. I want to see everybody without distress. Because when the chandala comes, he couldn't see the pain. He almost cries. Bhagavatam describes, he almost cries. Oh my Lord, there are people like this in my kingdom also. Right? He was so compassionate. And Prabhupada, before we become compassionate, Prabhupada says that you have to be self-realized. And he gives a very simple process for that self-realization. Prabhupada says very beautifully, what was that? The simple process of self-realization, the Prabhupada says that you have to connect everybody to the Supreme Lord. That's a simple, that's how you realize. You know? It's a beautiful, yeah. And who else can we think of in great compassion? I was only able to think, but we'll see if we get some more. How about fallen souls? This, I think we have a lot of people in this. Compassion to fallen souls. Prabhu? Yeah, Narad Muni was compassionate to fallen souls. Jadabharat. Who was the fallen soul? teachings of Rahugana. Oh, okay, yeah. So I was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, you can put Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all the categories, right? You know, such magnanimous personality. Lord Shiva. For Gos, yes, Prabhu. It's very nice, yeah. So, compassion to fallen souls, I was thinking about six Goswamis. I was not thinking. It's in the scriptures, the six Goswamis. And regarding them, there is a verse from Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Taktva turnam ashesha mandala patishrenam sada tuchvat bhutva dina ganesakau karunaya kaupina kantastitau. Kaupina? As soon as I said kaupina, to my kid, they even said it's a loincloth, right? Kaupina. Six Goswamis. They renounced everything. Right? They renounced everything. They gave up their exalted positions. They were in such high, they were magistrates, right? They gave up everything and they just took vows as mendicants. They minimized their bodily wants as far as possible and they accepted this loincloth and a begging bow. Why did they do that? Just on the order of spiritual master, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? And what did they do? They compiled these beautiful literatures for us, right? They excavated all the Vrindavan, the Radhakund, all these things, just for fallen souls like us. Who else can we think from Chaitanya Leela about fallen souls? I was thinking about Vasudeva Datta. Yeah. One of the yatras, I remember this story, that's how Vasudeva Datta in Krishna's Leela, there were two beautiful singers, right? Their names were Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. And in Chaitanya Leela, they are Vasudeva Datta and a famous Mukunda, right? Vasudeva Datta, he was well qualified, he perfected Shastriya singing. And he would take part in the Kirtan in Srivasa's home and even in the streets of Navadvip. He would participate. And he was very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vasudeva Datta couldn't see the distress of people. Right? And he would pray like this. My Lord, you have appeared in this world to save it. So please accept my prayer. You are omnipotent and all merciful. So if you agree to fulfill my request, it can be easily done. When I see the suffering of my world, my heart is torn apart. So I ask you, Lord, give their sins to me. I will take their sins and suffer in hell or on their behalf. But please deliver them from their material disease. Right? This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, 215, 160 to 163. So how did Lord reciprocate to that? When Vasudeva Datta prayed like that to the Lord. How did Lord reciprocate? It's a beautiful prayer. Gaurachandra immediately said like this. This body of mine belongs to Vasudeva. If he wants to sell me, I allow myself to be sold. I will not do otherwise. I will announce this truth to all of you. If someone has even come in contact with the briefest contact with Vasudeva Datta, he will be protected by Krishna. Listen, all of you Vaishnavas, I tell you the truth. This body of mine belongs to Vasudeva alone. Right? That's how Lord reciprocates. For the compassion when we show to others, there's what is in it for me. Right? It is to please Krishna, as Maharaj was saying. And look at the reciprocation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And compassion to enemies. A famous Prahlad, right? Who was the enemy? His own father. And there's a beautiful prayer. This is how Prahlad says. Prayena deva munaya sva vimukti kama. Sva vimukti. Munaya, munis means? Sages. What do these all great sages do? Sva vimukti kama. They want their own liberation. Right? This is how he's praying to Lord Narasimhadeva. And he says, Nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nanupasya. But for me, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Right? I don't want to leave this material world unless I deliver all these fallen souls. Right? I mean, if it is for me, I would think, right, no, okay, I'm done with my all these things. I'm doing my chanting nicely. You know, I'm not fallen. Right? But look at Prahlad's compassion. I wish to bring them back to shelter of his. I know without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. So I want everybody to go back along with me. Such a beautiful prayer, right? One more person for enemies was Haridas Thakur, right? Who were the enemies for Haridas Thakur? Yeah, who were his enemies? Like the Muslims. His own people were his enemies, right? Whenever you see in Bhagavatam, when you read, you find usually their own people are the enemies, right? It's amazing when you see Prahlad's story. His father was enemy. Haridas, his own people. But here also, the Smartha Brahmans also were his enemies. One of the Brahmana actually challenged Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur always used to chant loudly. And so, he challenged, why are you chanting so loud? And for that, Haridas Thakur says beautifully, it's a very nice, it's from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:34-17. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear this chanting as well as himself. And he says, which is better, to feed yourself or to feed yourself and simultaneously feed 1,000 of others? This is how he talks to Smartha Brahmins, right? And when Kazi told him, I'm not going to punish you, right? Just stop chanting and you will be released. And what did Haridas Thakur do? Yeah, you can cut my body into pieces, but I would not do. So what was the result of that? Before that, he was beaten up in 22 marketplace. So how did Lord respond to that? Yeah. He took the beatings, right? But also he senses Vishnu Chakra. And what happens that time? Haridas Thakur, how does he pray? Oh Lord, whatever credits I have because of my devotional service, please give it to these fallen souls. Right? And afterwards, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows himself to him, right, he says, he shows his body with all those beatings. And that's how Lord reciprocates, right? When I was reading this Vasudevadatta's, how Mahaprabhu reciprocated, Krishna reciprocates like that, right? When Maharaj was speaking. And reciprocation is there every time you show compassion to another person. It's 100% there, yeah? Now, there's the last category. After that, I'll give it to Prabhu. Otherwise, I think he's thinking I'm talking too much. misplaced compassion. Yes, Mataji. Oh, yes. For the fallen souls, right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Actually, all the Chaitanya Leela things, I gave it to Prabhu. Yes, Mataji, but that's wonderful, yeah. Misplaced compassion. You were saying some personality before for the fallen souls. The same person, I was thinking, Jada Bharat. How was his compassion misplaced? Yeah. Oh, so it's wrong to take care of our kids? No, I'm correct, you're correct. It's correct. He showed misplaced compassion. But I was thinking like this one. So it's wrong. Okay, my child is crying, I won't take care of him. How is it misplaced? You know, Jada Bharat, who was his father? Rishabhadev. It's the personality of Godhead, right? Rishabhadev was his father. He comes from that great dynasty of, Bharata. Bharata, he was the kingdom, a king for this entire universe. That's how the Bharata Varsha came, right? He was very compassionate to all the living entities in this kingdom. And so once he thought, like, now I have to retire, right? Take a vanaprastha, go to Palastra Ashram, sitting down. And sitting there, I think in that time it was meditation. The process of worship was meditation. He was meditating. And then he gets distracted by this deer who was scared by a lion. And he has a miscarriage. The baby is born. Now he got this baby. What's the baby deer? Fawn. Right? He's taking care of the fawn. Why did he take care of the fawn? The natural compassion was there. Right? Naturally he was compassionate, he was taking care of. So how can I say that is misplaced compassion? Showing compassion to the deer was wrong? He left his spiritual path. The spiritual process was left. That's very important too. It's not wrong to show compassion to other living entities. But the spiritual path, the spiritual process, our sadhana, our bhakti, our chanting, it has to be in place. Then only we can help other souls, right? And another person, this is from Bhagavad Gita, who showed misplaced compassion. I think everybody knows this. Arjuna, right? Right? And what does Krishna say? First he saw Arjuna crying. It's a beautiful, I know you all know this, you're very familiar. Tam tata kripaya vishtam ashrupurna kuleshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha Madhusudana. Madhusudana spoke, he saw Arjuna full of compassion. Kripaya vishtam, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears. And what did Madhusudana speak? Kutasva kashmalam idam vishame samupasthitam anarya justam asvargyam akirti. You only get akirti if you do this, Arjuna. No, you're going to get infamy. Right? Kutasva karshalam idam, how have you got these impurities? Where did you learn these things? I never taught you these lessons. Why are you misplacing your... I talked about everything in the second... No, before that. But you know everything, right? You're identifying body and soul, right? What is this? What is happening? Right? So, then he gives this whole Bhagavad Gita and he shows him how to properly place the compassion. So let me end my class by saying this process of Krishna consciousness, associating with this personality is every day, right? Whoever you associate with, those qualities you get. That's why we tell our children, hey, don't go there and don't go here, you know, associate with this person, right? And it's very important, anybody, as Maharaj was telling earlier, anybody who takes the position of a mother or a father or a guru or anybody who takes the position, it is his responsibility to see that whoever is dependent on him is delivered. If not, don't be a mother, don't be a guru, don't be a spiritual master. Whoever is dependent on you, your children are dependent on you, make sure they are delivered. That's the duty of the person. So this process of Krishna consciousness is to make our hearts soft. And when our heart is soft by chanting, right? As I was saying, first all the poison comes out, clear it, then the nectar comes. Then all the godly qualities come out. Like compassion is one of them. So I'll end my class here. I know I have something more to speak, but I don't want to.
Hare Krishna. So we talked about all these personalities. Any other personalities that you can think of from Srimad Bhagavatam? And Shukadeva Goswami, right? The compassion that he delivered, showed to Parikshit Maharaj, as well as all of us, right? I mean, because of his mercy, we were Srimad Bhagavatam was narrated. Any other personalities? Srila Prabhupada's compassion. Vidura to Dhritarashtra. Vidura to Dhritarashtra. Guru Maharaj was mentioning. Kapila Dev to Devahuti. Bhishma Pitamah to. Right. Yes, and also Lord Vishnu to Gajendra. In the Gajendra Leela pastime. So the why we talk about all these personalities so that we can, like Bir Krishna Maharaj was saying about role models, right? Just like for children they need role models, for us also, for practicing compassion or learning compassion, how to practice it, we need to have some role models. So, if I forgot with one of, actually in each of the yatras when we go with the Maharaj, he always mentions that try to select a personality that we are visiting the different dhams, and try to meditate on that personality for the once you go back, so that you can imbibe some of those qualities and some that compassion that personality showed. So we can do the same thing when we go back. We can maybe look at, read more and kind of delve into the more details into some of these personalities, how they showed, exhibited the compassion, and how we can at least get that mood of compassion to other living entities. And also Of course, Mataji mentioned about Lord Chaitanya's compassion. He is Mahavadanyaya, as Guru Maharaj was mentioning. So he is said to be the emblem of Audarya Rasa, emblem of compassion. And he is actually glorified above all. I mean, he, of course, Lord Chaitanya being the personality of Godhead, I mean, he has all the qualities, but out of all, the most he is known was for his unprecedented compassion. And also he said to be more compassionate than even Lord Krishna. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, what was his instruction for giving the shelter? Complete surrender. He said, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja ahantva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchah. So he says that if you surrender everything, then I'll give you them. Yeah, do not fear. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction? There is no qualifications needed. Nothing. You can chant this. You can just simply chant and you will be delivered. So that is his Audarya Bhava. That is his most munificent compassion that he exhibited on all the fallen souls. And also he instructed his followers. What is the instruction that he gave? Bharata bhumite haila manushya janma yara janma sardhak kari kara para upakara. What was the instruction? Whoever took birth in this Bharata Varsha, they should make their life successful by working for the benefit of other people. So that's the Lord Chaitanya's direct instruction to all of us. So how are we going to execute that instruction? Because, I mean, we typically when we get instruction from senior personality or guru, we always kind of try to figure out it's too difficult. I mean, what was that? Birkrishna Maharaj was saying, right? Maharaj, you are most pure devotee, so you could, you can give that, you can do that, sort of thing. But it is said that in the instruction itself, the power to execute is always there. And so, we simply have to take the decision or have the determination to execute that instruction. That's all is needed. And once we have the determination, Krishna will provide, or Lord Chaitanya will provide us the power to execute it. So, and of course, Lord Chaitanya's compassion is also, just like a servant always imbibes the mood of the master, the same way the followers of Lord Chaitanya, all of them actually, also imbibe that mood. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, in each and every page of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see the mood of compassion flowing from all the personalities. And basically, all these personalities actually treated that as their primary motivation, primary thing, service, to deliver the fallen souls in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just like it was fueled, the compassion by Lord Chaitanya's teaching 500 years ago, the same compassion can be expressed through the service that Srila Prabhupada brought, that took from his Gurudeva, to bring this, to make in the instruction of Lord Chaitanya true, to that everywhere in the world there will be chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And of course, Lord Chaitanya's, there are so many wonderful pastimes of how Lord Chaitanya exhibited the compassion. This Maharaj already mentioned this story about, what was this story about? The Buddhist monks, right? Basically, they were actually one time as Mahaprabhu was traveling in his South India Yatra, he comes across these Buddhist monks, and they he had discussions with them, and they obviously they didn't agree with his teachings, and so actually they tried to poison him. And at that time, it is said that Garuda himself actually came to and took the plate that they were bringing with the poisoned food, and took it and dropped it on the head of the chief monk. And he passed away. And his followers prayed to Lord Chaitanya. And even though they were trying to kill him and they were trying to do all that stuff, Lord Chaitanya being the most munificent bhava, he immediately delivered. He brought him back to life, and they all became his followers. So so this is also like Seva Priya was mentioning, that there are different categories of compassion that were exhibited by different personalities. So what is this compassion? Can be? Huh? Extremely rare compassion, and also compassion to enemies also. It's easier to show compassion to the personalities that we are more familiar with, that we are more comfortable with. But think about how some of these personalities exhibited the compassion to, even in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. I mean, he had to go through so much misery because of his father. But ultimately, the prayer that he does is to deliver not only his father, but all the living entities. So we have to meditate on these qualities. How we can, I mean, obviously, for one thing, we should learn them how we can express our compassion and how we can execute this instruction. But also, to even to the enemies, we should be able to give this compassion. And of course, Guru Maharaj also mentioned this one, how all the living entities. There was no Lord Chaitanya didn't make any discrimination about. Actually, he didn't make any discrimination based on religion or body, any body type. Like, when he was traveling through Jarakaranda forest, he was so compassionate to all the animals, and the animals actually started chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Actually, when Prabhu was telling about living entities, I was thinking of Lord Buddha's compassion also, right? What was the reason for the incarnation of Lord Buddha? Right? Ahimsa, right? Non-violence, right? He was so compassionate to see these animals dying. You couldn't see these living entities dying. So again, whenever Lord comes, he comes, you know, he has to trick everybody into it. So he said, that's why no Vedas, nothing. So how did he preach in a simple way? When I have to teach kids, this is how I do, right? This is how it is. When I pinch you, it hurts. So when you pinch me, it hurts. This is what the simple philosophy Lord Buddha has taught. Right? So there's a pain. When you are hurting an animal, there is a pain in them. Don't worry about the Vedas, soul, matter, this, don't. That's it. That simple philosophy Lord Buddha taught, right? He showed compassion in two ways. One is, he was feeling really compassionate for this living entity. And second thing is, all these fallen souls are going to go back to hellish conditions. So I don't want that to happen. To save. So it's both the ways the Lord had to. Right, Lord Buddha's.
And also, this is also another pastime that Maharaj mentioned, Lord Chaitanya's compassion that he showed to Kazi. Right, he was not allowing them to do sankirtan in the streets of Navadvip. So, Chand Kazi gets a dream that Narsingadev, Lord appeared as Narsingadev and one night, and so then the next morning he realized that what he was doing was wrong. And then of course when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took him under his shelter, He gave him the shelter. And he actually, like Maharaj was saying, he had nice discussions with Qazi about the principles of his religion versus the non-violence and so forth. So again, this is also another, we can say, we can treat this also how Lord Chaitanya expressed his compassion to even his enemies who were not favorable to him. So, and it is described that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that Lord Chaitanya, this bhakti tree, the devotional tree, of Lord Chaitanya, and he says that there are so many branches, and he, and all these branches are, have imbibed the same quality of Audarya Rasa, and they actually practiced and they distributed that Audarya to many living entities, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered as the gardener of this devotional tree, right? And even Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he writes that ISKCON also is a branch of Lord Chaitanya's tree of devotion. And so we have the same responsibility to distribute this Audarya Bhav, or compassion, to all the living entities. And also someone mentioned about Advaita Acharya, how did he express his compassion? Yeah, so he and Thakur, Haridas Thakur, they both prayed to the Supreme Lord with rendering their heartfelt prayers, because they couldn't see the fallen condition of the souls in this material world and what kind of wretched condition that they were in. And so they prayed from their hearts, and because of that, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, and to deliver those fallen souls. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu's compassion. It is actually described that when Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur prayed for the Lord to deliver with the most compassion with all the conditioned souls. They also prayed for his associates to also come along. So Lord Chaitanya, basically, that's how Lord Nityananda also came to express or distribute that compassion. And of course, the story of Jagai and Madhai, where when they tried to, when they were asked to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, they didn't follow the thing, and they actually hurt Lord Nityananda. But even though Lord Chaitanya was so angry that he wanted to immediately call his Sudarshan Chakra to kill them, Lord Nityananda, being more munificent, he actually stopped Lord Chaitanya and said that in this age of Kali, everybody has both good and evil in their hearts. So it is hard to destroy the evil. And so the only way to destroy the evil is by giving them the compassion and by giving them the holy names. And because of his compassion, Jagai and Madai went on to become nice devotees. Right? And Sevapri already mentioned about Haridas Thakur, how he was brought into the court of the Nawab, and how he was treated in the different 21 different marketplaces. But being because of Haridas Thakur's compassion, he actually prays to the Lord when Lord Chaitanya calls for the Sudarshan to destroy these personalities who were trying to hurt him. Haridas Thakur prays to Lord Chaitanya to not basically use whatever the benefit that he received from all his chanting, all his devotional service, for the benefit of these fallen souls. So we can learn these lessons from these great personalities. And also this is another example of compassion to the living and non-living, the living entities that are not animals. You want to speak about something?
Actually, since all the mothers here, you can share this story with your kids. I have a nice story I always tell my kids. Even fathers also can share. I can relate here more easily. This is from Ramayana, right? After Ravana is killed, right? Hanuman comes to the forest where Sita is there and he says that Ravana is now killed. And he tells that happy news to Mother Sita. Sita becomes really happy and she says, "Oh, I'm so happy. Now you can ask any boon from me." And that time Hanuman says, "Just give me the power that I can kill all these demons over here because they have tortured you so much." And then that time Sita, she becomes so compassionate and she says, "No, no, they were actually not doing it on their own will. They were actually following the orders of Ravana." And then she goes on telling a story. She says, once there was this hunter who goes into a forest for hunting a lion. And then he trips down and then he loses his weapons. And then now the lion is chasing this hunter. So he, to save himself, he climbs on the top of a tree. And when he sits down on the tree, what happens? When he turns, he sees a bear sitting there. You know, now what to do? He just surrenders to the bear. He says, "Please save me from this lion." And the bear, being very compassionate, she says, "Okay." And the lion, from standing under the tree, says to the bear, "Just push him down, you know, so that both of us can share and eat this man. It's such a nice flesh, right?" So, but the bear says, "No, no, no. He has surrendered unto me, so I cannot do that." And then the lion is very hungry, still standing under the tree, and the bear falls asleep. Okay. And now the lion is thinking, right? Hungry mind can think anything. Then he tricks this man into it, like, "Hey, push the bear down. Now it's sleeping. Once it is down, my hunger is fulfilled and you can run away." Okay. And what does the man do? The bear showed compassion to the man. So what does the man do now? He has to show the compassion, right? No, but he doesn't do that. He pushes the bear down. Yeah? But the bear, in the middle of the, when it was falling down, it actually wakes up and by the will of providence, it actually catches hold of a branch. And then, now what happens? The bear goes up and eats up the man. That's what we tell the story. No. The bear goes up and then it sits on the top of the tree now. And the lion is saying, "See how cruel this man is. You have actually," she's actually trying to trick this man. "You have actually saved the bear's life. But see what he did it for you, right? So now he tells the bear, "Push the man down." Okay? So... And so what does the bear do? He says, "No, no, no. You know, great sages and compassionate people don't do that. However bad the other people are, you know, we have to be compassionate to the other souls." And this reminds me when Maharaj was... this story came to my mind when Maharaj was talking about Vidura to Dhritarashtra, right? Actually... Duryodhana was very abusive to Vidura, right? He actually speaks such harsh words. If anyone else is there, I mean, it was really bad. If you read it, it's very harsh words, right? So that's when Vidura leaves and then he goes on a pilgrimage, right? But look at the compassionate nature. He was being so bad, but still, just to deliver his brother, Dhritarashtra, he comes back, right? So I was just relating this story to that, so... You can all share this with the kids, like, even if somebody, right? Nowadays, I have a preschool, I'm a teacher in there, so some of those kids, they come and they says, I ask them, "Why did you push him?" "Oh, my mother told you have to stand up to you. If somebody pushes, you have to push him back. Otherwise, they'll bully me." You know? So, this is a very nice story. Yeah.
Also, Maharaj also mentioned about the story of Shivananda Sen and how he showed his compassion to this dog on his on the trip to Jagannath Puri, and how the dog actually appeared because he got lost track of the dog on the way, But then when he went to Gambhira to see Lord Chaitanya, the dog was actually at Lord Chaitanya's feet. And Lord Chaitanya was throwing his green coconut pulp that he was eating, and he was throwing it from, he was taking it from his mouth and throwing it to the dog and chant, and the dog was jumping and chanting Hare Krishna. And so, it says that any service that we do for the pleasure of the Lord never forgets. So, Sevapri already mentioned about the compassion that Lord Chaitanya expressed to Vasudeva Datta, and also Vasudeva Datta's compassion, because of his compassion that he showed to all the fallen souls. Lord Chaitanya was very happy, and he actually said that my body belongs to Vasudeva Datta. So whatever Vasudeva Datta wants to do, so Lord reciprocated in such a fashion.
And also Shivananda saying, when Prabhu was talking, I was thinking, why did actually Mahaprabhu deliver the dog? Yeah, because of his association with Shivananda. So that's how compassionate Lord becomes, right? Right? That was the lesson that we take from that story. Because just to please Shivananda, he delivered the dog. That's how Lord reciprocates.
And also, as she already mentioned about the compassion of the six Goswamis. They were ministers. They were, very wealthy families, and they come from such personalities. But they, because of their compassion for the poor fallen souls, they gave up their exalted positions, their wealth, everything, and they distributed their compassion to all these all the fallen souls. So. And Srila Prabhupada writes that Chaitanya Charitamrita was a great source of inspiration for him also. When he was actually coming on Jaladuta, and he was having, he had two heart attacks on the way to the West. But later on he mentions that because of the Chaitanya, he was meditating on Chaitanya Charitamrita and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he was able to sustain those things. So, it's very important for us to go through the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and because the mercy and the audarya bhava of Lord Chaitanya is in each and every page of Chaitanya Charitamrita that you can see. I already mentioned that Srila Prabhupada writes that ISKCON is one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya's devotional tree. And so, since we are being the beneficiaries of this unprecedented compassion, it is our duty to distribute this in turn. And it's our privilege and responsibility. That's what Prabhupada says. And if we wish to bring a smile to the moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must imbibe love of Krishna and share it. And Srila Prabhupada writes that a bona fide devotee of Lord Krishna is always pained to see the fallen condition of the whole world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is of Krishna consciousness. That is the vision of all the pure devotees, because of this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly, being merged in an ocean of nations and sense gratification. A devotee onlooker is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. And so we already went through several sessions of compassion. And so these are the essential elements of compassion that we can take back home. We have to recognize the suffering of others. We have to feel something, and we are motivated to do something about that. Those are the three important components that Guru Maharaj mentioned also. And Guru Maharaj actually mentioned also this, these are simultaneously cognitive, affective, and motivational. And also empathy versus compassion. We have been going through this whole seminar about empathetic communication. So empathy is about feeling the pain of another and so forth. And whereas compassion demands for us to do something, some action to take care of that. And it's not out of duty, it's from our heart we have to do something. That's what compassion refers to. It is also said that only out of his immense compassion does the personality of Godhead reveal himself as a spiritual master. Therefore, in the dealings of an acharya, there are no activities but those of transcendental loving service to the Lord. So, again, Lord Nityananda being the original spiritual master, he appears as the representative spiritual masters and to show that compassion, to distribute that compassion to us. And in turn, we can also distribute that compassion. A Vaishnava is always compassionate, especially when he sees a prospective devotee very determined, Dhrudhavrata. That's Srila Prabhupada writes in the Madhya Leela. When the ecstasy of devotional service produces some kind of lamentation in connection with Krishna, it is called devotional service in compassion. One will develop, actually, this is another, you can treat this as like a test or a barometer. One will develop ruchi for chanting of the holy names when one has compassion for each and every living being. So, unless otherwise we get to that point, we won't feel the taste for the holy names. So, as we are chanting, but also we have to practice this compassion. Otherwise, we cannot really taste the nectar of the holy names. And this is also mentioned in another pastime where Lord Chaitanya shows his compassion to Gopinath Patanayaka. This is the same verse that from Brahma's prayers to Krishna that is repeated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. He says that one who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee. So we have to seek the compassion from the Lord, and so that we can acquire that and we can distribute that, and that's the only way we can become a bona fide candidate for becoming a devotee or unalloyed devotee. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, see the mood of these personalities, our acharyas. If I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission, propagating Krishna consciousness, to be successful. So, this is a beautiful prayer that Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. The two highway robbers, mental speculation and fruitive activity, have cheated me and misled me, and finally they are throwing me into the ocean of misery. As such a time as this, my dear Krishna, you are the only friend and you are the ocean of mercy and compassion. I have no strength to get out of this ocean of nations. So I prayed to your lotus feet that you will be kind and by your strength uplift me from this ocean of suffering. And always I'd like to, like Maharaj also leaves with a prayer. So this is a prayer that Lord Brahma prays to Krishna. Infallible Lord, kindly excuse my offenses. I have taken birth in the mode of passion and am therefore simply foolish, presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as the unborn creator of the universe. Please consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. So we can pray to these personalities, and so that we can get compassion into, we can get compassion from the Lord into our, so that we can be compassionate. So thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.